$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of Ag Tech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're diving into the latest developments shaping the future of agriculture. We'll explore what 2025's full-year precision agriculture funding data actually reveals when you look past the headline number, look at the world's largest Latin American reforestation fund closing at over $1 billion, and cover a first-of-its-kind direct-to-satellite cattle collar. We'll also dig into a Queensland Government Innovation Fund, a digital tools and agronomy partnership for low-carbon biofuel markets, fresh produce supply chain moves across the GCC and Brazil, and two significant launches in agentic AI and autonomous greenhouse robotics. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started. Let's take a look at what this week brings us. The numbers in precision agriculture tell one story, but the dynamics beneath them tell quite another. This week, we dig into what 2025's full-year funding data actually means for the market, alongside a landmark billion-dollar reforestation close, a satellite connectivity breakthrough for livestock, and a new agentic AI engine targeting agricultural supply chains. A lot moved this week. Looking at this week's analysis, it covers precision agriculture funding in 2025 and why the distribution tells a more complicated story than the headline figure suggests. Precision ag funding totaled $668 million across 37 rounds in 2025. On the surface, that's a meaningful sum. Look closer, though, and a more sobering picture emerges. Just four deals at Series C and D stage accounted for 47% of all capital raised, while mid-stage companies faced some of the tightest conditions in recent memory. October was the busiest month, with $180 million deployed across eight rounds, partly driven by Agritechnica season activity, which raises the question of how much of that spike reflects genuine investor appetite versus conference timing. Autonomous robotics and data analytics attracted the most capital overall, but the gap between late-stage and early-stage deal activity is putting real pressure on Series A and B companies trying to secure follow-on funding. The headline number looks healthy. The distribution underneath it does not. What's in the news for us? Well, BTG Pactual Tag closed a $1.24 billion Latin American reforestation fund, the largest of its kind on record, advised by Conservation International. The strategy targets the conservation, restoration, and reforestation of approximately 660,000 acres of degraded landscapes in Latin America, with a focus on Brazil's Cerrado, one of the world's most biodiverse and threatened ecosystems. On the government funding front, the Queensland government launched a $30 million Sowing the Seeds of Farming Innovation Fund, managed in partnership with the Queensland Investment Corporation, to back commercially viable innovations, improving productivity, resilience, and profitability across Queensland's primary industries. Shifting to digital agriculture, BASF and Nutrien announced a strategic collaboration connecting BASF's Xarvio digital tools with Nutrien's agronomic expertise to help U.S. farmers participate in low-carbon biofuel markets. In supply chain development, Elite Agro Holdings signed an MOU with Lulu Retail to strengthen fresh produce distribution across the GCC, targeting farm-to-retail integration, logistics efficiency, and regional food security by channeling locally produced fresh goods through Lulu Retail's GCC-wide network. Moving to greenhouse innovation, Eternal.ag launched a robot-ready greenhouse trolley that can be upgraded into a fully autonomous harvester robot at any time by retrofitting the harvesting module and intelligence layer, with 100% of the trolley's purchase price converted into credit toward a harvester when growers choose to upgrade. In grain market data, Grão Direito and Barchart partnered to distribute Brazil physical grain price data globally through grain sites, covering more than 120 local price assessments across Brazil's interior, regional physical prices for soybeans and corn, and proprietary export benchmark indices, including the FOB Santos Soybean Index and the FOB Rio Grande Soybean Index. In a major livestock technology breakthrough, Halter launched the world's first direct-to-satellite connectivity for smart cattle collars, enabling ranchers to manage cattle anywhere they can see the sky and expanding Halter's estimated U.S. beef cattle market coverage by 2.5 times. Finally, to close our news, Everett AG unveiled Everett, an agentic AI decision engine for the agricultural supply chain, launching first for dairy processing customers with initial capabilities in cheese yield optimization, transportation optimization, and sales and operations planning. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for FutureFit Asia 2026 from May 12th to 13th, 2026 in Singapore. Following that, FiberConnect 2026 and Precision Agriculture runs from May 17th to 20th in Orlando. Then, we have Transform Food and Agriculture Europe from June 2nd to 3rd in Amsterdam. Finally, don't miss GreenTech Amsterdam from June 9th to 11th in the Netherlands. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored the latest developments in agricultural technology. From a 2025 precision ag funding picture that reveals a market bifurcating between late-stage winners and mid-stage struggle, to BTG Pactual TIG's record $1.24 billion reforestation fund, Halter's world-first satellite-connected cattle collars, Ever AG's Everett Agentic AI launch, and Eternal DIEG's capital-efficient upgradable greenhouse robot, it's clear that the ag tech sector is making strides in sustainability and innovation. The fractures in funding are real, but so is the ambition. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at igrownews.com/precision.